Mr. Speaker, all sides of the House will welcome the government's significant change of heart on the issue of Syrian refugees, which I raised with him last week. We look forward to the Home Secretary's statement. But now the decision has apparently been taken, will he reassure the House that he will act with the utmost urgency, because we're talking about the most vulnerable people in refugee camps who need help now?
Well, what I can assure him of is that we will act with the greatest urgency, because when it comes to Syria, we have acted with the greatest urgency throughout. We have made available £600 million, which makes us the second largest humanitarian donor. We've provided food for 188,000 people, clean water for almost a million, medical consultations for almost a quarter of a million, and as the Home Secretary will make clear, we will be coming forward with a scheme to help the most needy people in those refugee camps and offer them a home in our country. We want to make sure we particularly help those who have been victims of sexual violence, a cause that the Foreign Secretary has rightly, on behalf of the whole country, championed across the world.
Ed Miliband.
Well, Mr. Speaker, let me say I welcome the government's decision to accept Syrian refugees. It's a very, very important cause. Let me turn to another subject. Can I ask the Prime Minister, who said this just before the election? And I quote, "Showing that we're all in this together means showing that the rich will pay their share, which is why the 50p tax rate will have to stay."
The fact is, under this...
The question has been asked. The answer must be heard. The Prime Minister.
Under this government, the richest will pay more in income tax in every year than any year when he was in office. That is the truth. The richest to pay more in tax, and under this government they are, because we're creating jobs, we're creating growth, we're encouraging investment. And what we heard from Labour over the last 48 hours is they want to attack that growth, they want to attack those jobs, they want to attack those businesses. We now have in Britain an anti-business, anti-growth, anti-jobs party.
No, Mr. Speaker, what we have is a policy with the overwhelming support of the most important people of all, the people of Britain. That is what the 50p is. And he's obviously rather coy in telling us who said it. Well, of course, Mr. Speaker, it was him in 2009, just before the election. It was him that said the 50p tax rate was a symbol of us all being in it together, and now it's gone. Now can he tell us whether he rules out cutting the top rate further to 40p?
The Chancellor set out yesterday exactly what our priorities are. We want to cut taxes for the lowest paid and for middle income people. I'm not surprised he didn't hear the Chancellor, because like the rest of the Labour Party, he wasn't here yesterday. They left the Shadow Chancellor all on his own. And while we're in the business of who has said interesting things in recent days? Let me ask him this.
Mr. Robertson, calm yourself, man.
Quotes. Who in the last 48 hours said this? Do I think the level of public spending going into the crisis was a problem for Britain? No, I don't, nor our deficit, nor our national debt. In fact, he even said in some areas we would spend more. That is the Shadow Chancellor. Children. When our children in future turn to the dictionary and look up the definition of denial, it'll be right there. Bull's head.
It's hard to remember now, Mr. Speaker, but a long time ago I asked a question. and the Prime Minister failed to answer it. So look, let's try him again. Let's give him another go, Mr. Speaker. Does he rule out, and the Chancellor should keep quiet for a sec, does he rule out giving another tax cut to the richest in society by cutting the top rate to 40p? Calm down. To 40p. Yes or no?
There's so much good news, I can't wait to get up and tell it. Our priority is to cut taxes for the lowest paid in our country. That's why we've taken 2 million people out of tax. But let us look to the reaction to his 50p announcement. Businesses have said it would cost jobs. Yeah. Labour ministers that he served alongside have queued up to say it is economically illiterate, and the IFS have said it would raise hardly any money. It has been an absolutely disastrous policy launch from a disastrous Labour economic team.
With every answer, he shows who he stands up for. A few at the top, not the ordinary families of Britain. That is the truth. Look, it's a very simple question. I know the Prime Minister doesn't love answering questions, the Prime Minister's questions, but that is the point of these occasions. We're asking him a very simple question. We've got a clear position, which we would reverse the millionaire's tax cut and put the top rate of tax back to 50 pence. I'm asking him for a very simple question, which is, does he rule out reducing the top rate to 40p, yes or no?
The simple answer, I've told him our priority. Tax cuts for low earners, tax cuts for middle earners, freezing the council tax, freezing the fuel duty, helping people in our country. What have we seen from him so far this year? A banking policy that the Governor of the Bank of England says would increase risk to the banking system, an employment policy the CBI said would cost jobs, and a tax policy that business leaders said would be a risk to our recovery. There is a crisis in our country. It's a crisis of economic credibility for the Labour Party.
Will have heard he had three opportunities to answer and he could not give us a straight answer to the question. This is a country where after 4 years of this government, people are worse off. And this is a Prime Minister who's already given those at the top, millionaires, a £100,000 tax cut, and he wants to give them another one. He can only govern for the few. He can never govern for the many.
I'll tell you who we're governing for, the 1.3 million people who've got jobs under this government, the 400,000 new businesses under this government, the 2 million people we've taken out of tax under this government, the people on the minimum wage who've seen their tax bills come down by two-thirds under this government. That is who we're governing for. The fact is, we've got more factories producing more goods. We've got more people taking home a pay packet. We've got more security for hard-working families. And now we can see the risks. Labour, a risk to jobs, a risk to the recovery, a risk to the future of Britain's security.